Billy, did you hear about that story of Patty Thorne?
About?
Patty Thorne.
Patty Thorne? No, I don't think.
Tell the story about it.
Yeah, many people here probably heard it. Patty Thorne was a Baba lover who lives in California. And on her last visit here, she told us this story, which is sort of in line with Gary's story. She was working at a restaurant in Southern California, Los Angeles, along the pier. And if you've ever been to LA piers, they have, on the top side of the pier, there's quite a number of restaurants. And there's usually a lower portion of the pier, which is used as a parking lot, and it's very dark, and then, of course, there's the ocean. So she was working as a waitress on the night shift, so she wouldn't get out till 2:30 in the morning. And all the employees, and for the restaurants, there is paid parking, but being a waitress, she couldn't afford the paid parking. So she would park her car way on the other side of the pier, which isn't, you know, it's dark at night, there aren't lights, it's not supervised, but it was free. So this is where she worked. So you've got an idea of that for the story. So she's working there, and she relates to us how ever since she found out about Baba and followed Baba, she's always felt that somehow as a Baba lover, nothing bad would ever happen to a Baba lover. I mean, you know, you love Baba. These things happen in the newspaper, but they're not going to happen to you. So she said she always just took that sort of part of life more lightly. So she's working at her job, and she does this every night, parks her car there, gets her car, goes home, sleeps, and takes care of her kids. One night, she has a dream. And in this dream, she's walking along the deserted part of the pier. And all of a sudden, a man grabs her from behind, and another one grabs her, and one in front. And in the dream, it's very descriptive and very vivid. They're telling her that they're going to beat her up and rape her, and a lot more description than that, most probably. And she looks at them in the dream, and she just says, "Don't you know Meher Baba loves you? Meher Baba loves you. Meher Baba loves you." And the men just sort of run off. And she wakes up from that dream. She says, "My God, what a dream I had." She phones up this friend of hers. She tells her friend, "You're not going to believe the strange dream I had." She tells how she had this dream where she was accosted by these men. And without thinking, she says, "Meher Baba loves you." And then they run off. So a few days go by, and she goes to her job at the pier restaurant. She finishes around 2:30, closes up, and starts to walk underneath the pier again to her place where her car is parked way at the end in the dark. And as she's walking along, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, she's accosted by three men. Two grab her from behind, another one grabs her from the front and starts screaming profanities and what they're going to do to her and how they're going to rape her and beat her up. And all of a sudden, very calmly, she just looks at the man and says, "Meher Baba loves you. Meher Baba loves you." Very calmly, she said. And with that, the man in front just like covers his eyes and says, "Stop it, stop it. I can't say any other stuff." Like, "The light, the light." And they all start like backing off and say, "Stop it, stop it," and running off. And she just runs to her car, gets in her car. And of course, when she hits the car, you know, suddenly the whole thing like comes back to her. She goes off. And when she came here, she told this story. And then she said she felt that not only had Baba protected her in the circumstance, but had given her the preparation for it by having that dream. Patty, you knew the story, didn't you, Joe?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that in the dream first he comes and alerts her about.
In the dream, Baba?
No, Baba alerts her, gives a sort of a little lesson to her as to what she should do,
So let's tie the two stories together, and she comes home and she tells the story to her husband, and
If you really loved me, you wouldn't have felt anything.
Yeah. Wait for some years, guys. The answer will be there.